Let your name be glorified, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Let your name be exalted. Holy Ghost, take over this moment.
Yes.
Then you will speak to your people.
Yes.
Then you will break the yokes in their lives. Then you will open their eyes to see. Then you open their understanding. That you will heal the brokenhearted. That you will set the captives free. That you will release a man and a woman that have been in bondage. Oh Lord, that the power of God will move and break the yokes in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Be seated. Today is another day of deliverance. Prophetic day of deliverance. Numbers 23. I'm talking on the topic, canceling evil prophecies against your life. Numbers 23. The Bible says, in the book of Numbers, in chapter 23, from verse 1, it says, and Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam has spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go peradventure. The Lord will come to meet me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place, and God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto Balak, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, had brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. Every power, every prophet hired to defy your life shall be destroyed. Preparing an altar to do what? To curse the people of God. Praise God. Praise God. Those of you that don't believe on spiritual powers, those of you that don't believe on prophetic powers, listen today. Many are in where they are because some people have been hired to curse them. And they are working under that influence. You will think that Balaam was going to do something reasonable, preparing an altar, and putting sacrificing animals there. What was he trying to do? He said, did God put words in his mouth, but he didn't understand what was happening. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the king of Moab had brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, curse me Jacob. Eh? So you will do it. If they say curse Jacob, you will curse Jacob. Eh? And come defy Israel. Why was Balak doing this? He knows the power of prophecy. Praise God. You are walking, you don't understand the power of prophecy. Some people will never succeed, whether in this world or in eternity, because prophecy has been released against them. They will walk under that influence. So this man came all the way to come and walk with Balak, the enemy of Israel, to curse Jacob. Verse 8. He said, how shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. When God has not caused you, any man hired to cause you shall be caused by God. Listen. Verse 9. He said, from the top of the rock, I see him. And from the hills, I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. I brought you to curse them. Are you blessing them? What are you saying? Now he went further to know the extent your enemy can go. He said in verse 12, and he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord had put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place. Maybe that place was not good enough. I will give you, show you another place where you will do what I want you to do. Come to this place, from whence thou mayest see them, thou shalt see but the utmost parts of them, and shall not see them all, and cause me them from thence. Come to this place. Maybe you didn't see them well. Oh my God. Every effort for the enemy to see you, because shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. You didn't see them well. Come to this other side. He went further. And he said, in verse 14, and he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built seven altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offering, while I meet the Lord yonder. And the Lord met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, go again unto Balak, and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the priest of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what has the Lord spoken? And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zephor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repair. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it go? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, I cannot reverse it. Praise God. I say praise God. He has blessed. I, even though I'm a prophet, I have no power to reverse it. May God bless you today. May God bless you today. I say, may God bless your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. I have blessed. He has blessed. I cannot reverse it. He said in verse 21, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. May God not see iniquity in your life. You know, the only thing that can open door for the enemy to succeed is when he sees iniquity or perverseness. You have deviated, and the curse will come. Because the devil knows it. That's why he causes men to deviate, so that all the evil prophets will walk against them and they will succeed. And you see what? The devil knows these things very well. That's why you see the evil priests capitalize on these things. They go to the air, they go to the mountain, they go to places, they do sacrifices, and they mention people's name. They release things to go. But if there is no iniquity, if there is no perversity, then what God has said in your life will surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you must understand the power of prophecy and key into it. Many people today are suffering from evil prophecies spoken against their Lord, whether from genuine prophet or from false prophets. Prophecies are released by men who have spiritual backup, whether it is heaven's backup or hell's backup. Praise God. They have spiritual backup, and that's why it works. And most of the time, you just think it's ordinary. No,
It's not ordinary. There are powers waiting to carry it out. Even God cannot do anything without the prophet speaking. Hello? Praise God. Praise God. The Bible says in the book of Hosea 12:13, he said, by a prophet, the Lord released Israel out of the hand of the Egyptians. And by a prophet was he preserved. Why did he go and carry it by himself? Carry them by himself. He needed the voice of a prophet. Hallelujah. Every evil voice speaking for your downfall shall be cursed today. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. And he said, in verse 22, God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Surely, there is no enchantment. Do you don't believe that there is enchantment? There is enchantment in this world. But we take the God of heaven to remove enchantment. He says, surely there is no enchantment. Surely there is no divination. There are divinations that goes on in the world. Yes. You see people falling by divinations. Falling by enchantment. Some other people have drawn enchantment against them. And there is nothing they can do about it because they don't understand the power of prophecy. They just go on guru like that. Thinking that everything was well. But not knowing that some divination has gone ahead. Some enchantment has gone ahead. And you see, they just fall by it. The Lord shall deliver you from satanic divinations. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balaam said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. Since my plan is not working, just leave them. Don't even bless them. Don't even curse them. Praise the Lord. Every plan of the devil will fail in your life. You know, those of us who understand the power of prophecy, we know where to key into so that negative prophecy will fail in your life. Hallelujah. He said in verse 26, but Balaam answered and said unto Balaam, told not I thee, saying all that the Lord is speaking, that I must do? And Balak said unto Balaam, come, maybe we will change this time around. I pray thee, I will bring thee unto another place. Peradventure, it will please God that thou mayest cost me then from hence. From thence. And Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Pearl that looketh towards Jeshurun. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars again, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balaam did as Balaam has said, and offers the bullock and the ram on every altar. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other time, to seek for enchantment, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eye and he saw Israel abiding in his tent according to their tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him and he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Baal, has said, and the man whose eye had opened has said, and he has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling onto a trance, but having his eye open, how goodly are thy tent, O Jacob. And thy tabernacle, O Israel, as the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the river side, as the territories of legal only along which the Lord hath planted, and has set that tree beside the water. He shall pour the water out of his bucket, and his seed shall be in many water, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. He shall eat of the nations his enemy, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. He coached, he laid down as a lion and as a great lion. Who shall steer him all? Blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. And Balak's anger was kindled. against Balaam. And he smote his hand, his hand together. And Balaam said unto Balaam, I called thee to curse my enemies. And behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these 3 times. Therefore now, flee thou to the place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor. But lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. You see that? He was hired for promotion. He was hired to be blessed. He was hired to be lifted up. So that if only he can do the business of the devil, every man hired to pull you down shall be cursed by God. Why would he move? I don't know whether I'm able to read all of these things. Balaam, you will see what happened to Balaam at the end of the day. Balaam was really ready to do something for Balak. But God stopped him. God will stop your enemy. I said God will stop your enemy. Why were they going through prophecy? Because listen to me. It is difficult to bring you down without a prophecy, negative prophecy going ahead. There must be a voice that they are walking through. All these babala, what you see, you think they are not working. They don't have power. They have power. Praise the Lord. It's only that there is power that swallowed their powers. Hello? When you see a man tie red cloth and came up with something and throw it like this and do it like this and do it like this and do it like this and throw it up and throw it down and blow something, you say he didn't know what he's doing. There are powers that work with those things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, there are forces that depend on those things to work. They depend on those things. That when a curse is released like that, they must go to fulfill the curse. That's why in the spiritual realm, it is about prophecy. It is about words. Hallelujah. Many years before Jesus was born, prophecy has been released. So God walk with prophecies. Just like devils walk with prophecies. Hallelujah. And Balaam became angry with Balaam. So I decided to honor you. I brought you all the way. Help me curse these people. And you refuse to curse them? You are blessing them? Why? I will no more promote you now. Hallelujah. Oh, and Balaam said unto Balaam, speak I not unto thee, to thy messengers, with that sentence unto me, saying, if Balaam will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad, or my own mind. Of my own mind. But what the Lord said, that will I speak. And now behold, I go unto my people. Come, therefore, and I will advertise thee what these people shall do to thy people in the latter day. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eye had opened has said, he has said, which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eye open, I shall see him. But not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corner of Moab, and destroy all the children of Shem. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemy, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remain of the city. And when he look on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the fall of the nation, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on the Canaan, and he started to declare the prophecies of God. But you know what? When I started reading this scripture sometimes ago, I said, Balaam has a good plan now. Why did it end this way? But you know, when somebody hired you to curse the people of God, and you know that these people cannot be cursed, why did you proceed? Why did you proceed? If there was no greed in his heart of Balaam, why did he go forward? If he was not interested in the honor that Balaam wanted to give him, why did he proceed? To the point that no time, to the point that he still went further until an ass will stop Balaam. As ass will say, no, it's not going. If you move your angel, stop it. If you move your angel, stop it. And Balaam will beat the ass. Please let me go. What are you going to do? To go and curse the people of God? That was great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even as his eye was open, he saw what God wanted to do. He still wanted to try. Do you know that? That's why sometimes you see some righteous people, they go through things. There are people who still want to bring you down, even if they know God has blessed you. Praise God. They still want to make sure they try. They still want to make sure they get something. That's why you must not allow them to succeed over your life in Jesus' name. The evil prophet knows that when you release words, it goes on to, in the book of Isaiah chapter 44. Quickly, Isaiah 44. The Bible says in verse 24. He said, remember this, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. Okay, I read from 24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heaven alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrated the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backwards, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirming the word of his servant, and performing the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the city of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers, that said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure. Even say to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. He confirmed the words of his servant. He confirmed the counsel of his messengers. Just like you see it here. In the same way, the devil will make sure every evil prophecy released for him to fulfill it, will fulfill it. Praise God. Because it works with the scriptures. God said, I confirm the words of my servant and the counsel of my messengers. Some of you don't value the servants of God. You don't value the prophets of God. Many people in the church do not value the ministry of the prophets. Therefore, instead of using the power for their blessing, for their release, they fall by it. That's what happened to so many. Instead of using the power of the prophets and the servants of God for their blessing, for their release, they fall by that prophecy. They go against it, which is a dangerous thing. Praise the Lord. God valued the ministry of prophets. That's why most times when they speak, even when it is not good, it comes to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that? In Genesis chapter 49. Let me read this once. We're going to go into business now. In Genesis 49. The Bible says. From verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourself together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Verse 4. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou went up to thy father's bed. Then defiled thou it. He went up to my couch. That's how he started to give them the prophecies of what will happen. Levi and Simon, you are instrument of habitation. You are cruelty. You are angry. This is what will happen to you. This is what will happen to you. And those prophecy is what went on in their life. But you know, as concerning when a time came in the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses was to also finish his work, he has to bless Israel. Moses has to change what Jacob has prophesied concerning Reuben. In Deuteronomy chapter 33. The Bible says. In Deuteronomy chapter 33. I read from verse 4. Moses commanded us a law, even in the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jephthah. in Jeshurun. When the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together, then Moses declared, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. He started to declare his own blessing. That is what made Reuben to be able to survive. Praise God. Praise God. Power of prophecy. Every negative prophecy, every evil prophecy that have been spoken concerning your life, may it be cursed today in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray that whatsoever the enemy has spoken against you, it will not come to pass. The enemy hired, my time is fast spent. I would want to go to the book of Nehemiah. The enemy hired people to prophesy against people. Hallelujah. When you see somebody carry somebody's name, go somewhere. So person like this. This is what I want it to happen. That's what you see, they will do it. And before you know it, somebody, things are just happening. Or somebody just get us in it. Buzzer. Something has gone wrong. When a man knows how to cancel negative prophecies, he will succeed in life. Because it takes God to change what is wrong. Even his own prophecy against a man, if you decide it to change, it will change. If it's not good. But if you leave it like that, it comes to pass. And you say, why? When you say, tell people, pray, do this, they don't bother. But until one thing, when one thing happens, people will say, hey, why? Why won't it happen? When you don't know that there are forces, there are prophecies, there are negativity that may have been released against you, whether in the dream, or when you were sleeping, or when you were awake, or when you went somewhere, you met somebody somewhere. Hey, I am praying today, whatsoever has been spoken against you, you despise that woman, you despise that man, and you heard what he said, you did nothing about it. Oh Lord my God, I pray that today, that evil prophecy shall be cancelled in your life. Some of you, you hear people talk, you don't know whether it's a witch or a wizard, you don't bother, you just waka, come out, rise up on your feet. Oh Lord, my Father! Defeat every evil prophet! Hire to destroy my life! In the name of Jesus! Your prayer! Deceive every word of evil prophet that be hired to destroy my life. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. That man spoke against you. He spoke against you. He spoke against you. Open your mouth and pray. Every man that has spoken negative thing against my Lord, today I cancel it. Today I cancel it. Today I cancel it. Today I cancel it. That woman, that professor, hey, they are trying to make sure it comes to power. Oh Lord, today, by the voice of your prophet, I cancel every negative word that have been spoken against my destiny. That be spoken against my career. That be spoken against my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Every negative prophecy, every demonic prophecy released against my destiny, let it be canceled. 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 Oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Yes. Aha. Cancel their evil prophecies. Cancel their evil prophecy. Cancel their evil prophecy. Yes, 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 yes. Aha. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 12, listen there. As I read, the Bible says, and lo, I perceive that God has not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sambala had hired him. He pronounced this prophecy against me because he was hired.
every hired evil prophet working for my downfall collapse by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Every hired evil prophet working for my downfall. I say collapse. 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 Aha! Yes! Holy Ghost! Move! 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 Aha! Yes! Every evil prophet hired to bring me down. I said collapse! 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 Holy Ghost! Yes! Aha! In Jesus' name, we pray!
Pastor, he said, therefore was he higher that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. Some of you cannot act by faith because some evil words have made you fearful. Anytime you want to move, the word will just come with your heart. Boom. You step back. You say no. Because there were evil prophets higher to make you afraid. He said they were higher so that I will be afraid and I will sin. So that I will be brought into a reproach.
Every satanic reproach over my life, today I reverse it. I reverse it. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Every demonic reproach over my life, you just see yourself behaving somehow, behaving negatively. You can't even understand what is happening. I reverse every satanic reproach, every demonic reproach over my beer, over my life. I reverse it. Ah!
Yes! Thank you, Jesus! In Jesus' name, we pray!
He said, my God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sambala, according to this, their works, and on the prophet said Nadia, and the rest of the prophet that would have put me in fear. Every satanic prophet putting fear into your heart, their works shall be defeated today.
Oh Lord, my Father, I cancel every fear in my heart because of evil prophet. In the name of Jesus, your prayer.
Every fear in my heart because of evil prophets. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever demonic evil prophet have said that puts fear in my heart, I cancel it. 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 In the name of Jesus, that will not allow me to take a step of faith. That will not allow me to move. Ah, today, Rege Bozondorobo Sheke. Aha!
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Every fear in your heart that make you not to be able to move, that make you not to be able to move, that make you not be able to take a step of faith, that even when you hear the right word, you are still afraid. I cause that fear. I root out that fear. I bind that fear. I cancel that fear in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Oh, you demonic fear, get out.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Serving a living God. I am serving a living God. Serving a living God. We are serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
We are serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
Oh, serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
Oh, we are serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
Oh, serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
Oh, we are serving a living God.
We are serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
I say we are serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
We are serving a living God.
I am serving a living God.
Amen. God will do a new thing in your life today. What the devil has planned over your destiny shall not come to pass. Oh, Rikabozagadi, Taye Tusimara. Listen to me. There are people that when they speak, God hears. There are people, when they cry, God hears. There are people, when they cough, God hears. Listen to me. Today, every decree from hell shall be canceled in your life. Serving a living God. I am serving a living God. I am serving a living God. Oh, we are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. Somebody and he spoke some words against you, and that has been working against your life. You never take it serious, but it was a minor quarrel, and he has been working against you. He has been fighting against you. He has been your dream. There is confusion there. There is trouble there. Today there shall be a revival. Serving a living God. Serving a living God. Serving a living God.
I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I'm not living God. I
But live to fulfill the will of God. Every evil decree of untimely death in my life, I cancel it now. I hold on to the word of the prophets that every evil decree against my life to keep me before my time, it shall not work. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. Whosoever is doing incantation to make sure I die, I reverse it against you now. I say I shall not die. Lift up your hand. Every decree of death against your life, as a servant of the living God, whosoever is walking it and is relentless and is very serious, if he refuses to repent, I decree, before this year end, they shall find themselves in the grave. In the name of Jesus! Every fear of death will be canceled in your life now. Let it 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 be canceled in your life now. In the name of Jesus. Thou spirit of the living God, that kipo zikalimota, rite kube dazuriyama, daisuti kalaka, zonteria, every problem of marriage, let it be resolved right now. I don't know what happened to you. Whatsoever has been said concerning your marriage as a man and as a woman, that marriage is a problem. The Bible says it is not good for a man to be alone. Then you are alone against the will of God and you are not happy against about it. Today, I command every negative decree that is hindering you from right marriage be canceled in the name of Jesus. Take it. Raka pashekuriaba. Yes, she katozi mata. Yaku pazi torima sanda. There are men that are looking for a woman like you. There are women that are looking for a man like you. And everything making them to pass you by. I reverse it right now. I cancel it right now. I say be located. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Shaka pasori yamada. Rika pasokoti saria. Yakote mala tu sibi. Yekuria. Zaye kapatu. Zankute naga. Wasandoria. In the name of Jesus, every evil decree that you will never excel, you will labor without result, today I cancel it. You will excel right now. You will excel right now. You will excel right now. Yes! Moses said to Reuben, you will not die but live. You will not be few but mighty. Right now I command. Every limitation over your law, I remove it in the name of Jesus! Shai kasukotariyama. Dayetu sikate. Paku balia. Rondo bisi. Kata. Doi materi. Kesuguria. Latobia. Yes. Every unnecessary weaknesses you are experiencing. You know where you are. That's not where you're supposed to be. But no strength to go forward. I say receive that strength now. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Our God is a good God, and you must see the evidence in your life. I say you must see the evidence in your life. All hindrances and obstacles shall be removed, and you will go by the way, and you will arrive at your destination. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I release them from every curse. I release them from every chain. I release them from every curse. I release them from every chain. I pray, oh God, that the enemy will not succeed to chain them and bind them in iniquity in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, it shall be well. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I declare.